Tav Kuf Yud Ches Seif Zayin. Says the Mechaber. This is a Mishnah and a Gemara in Beitza and Daf Lamed. Matchilin ba'aremos hateven. Okay, I have a machsan, a storage of teven. Teven is straw. I feed it to my animals. Okay, and I set it aside. I don't need it for now. I set it aside for the winter. I don't know. I'm going to come back for it in a few months. So if I set it aside and I'm not planning on using it now for a few months, that is a muksa de oitzar. Okay, which according to the Shulchan Aruch is muksa on Yontif but not on Shabbos. And it seems according to the Ramah brings a Yesh Matirin that just like that's not Muksa on Shabbos, it's also not Muksa on Yontif. So here the Mechaber is speaking, so we would expect the Mechaber to go the Shitaso, where there is Muksa of storage, something put into storage, you don't plan on using it before Yontif, it's going to be Muksa on Yontif. So says the Mechaber, Matchilin Baremos HaTeven, you can take out some of those piles of straw in your storehouse, on Yontif, even though the Mechaber told us it's mutter. It's muksa. Mechaber says it's muksa. So why is the Mechaber here telling us it's okay? You could do it im hi tivna sarya, perish srucha, if it is spoiled and is no longer fit for the animals. And the isbe kotzim. And it also has thorns. And therefore, sha'omet lahasaka. Okay, so let's see. The Mechaber gave us the Kitzer version and didn't fully explain what's going on here. Ubir ha'inyin kach hu. The Lamad is like Isser Muksa Biyantif, like the Mechaber we just saw on Tov Tzadi Heitziv Dalid. Ein matchilin ishtamesh ba'oitzer Biyantif, im lo hizmi me'erev Yantif. You can't go into a storage. You can't take something out of storage on Yontif if you did not prepare it before Yontif. Kagom. Hayolo arema shel teven she'otah shel lamachal behemosav. He set it aside. He's saving it for the winter, for whatever, for his animals. Lachazman. Or he put aside wood to save for the winter. He could be able to heat his house. Also lo listapik man beyontif. All these things he can't take out of storage on Yontif because it's muksa. And it is, it's muksa, you can't move it at all. Bein la saka, bein la hachil metev, bein also. Normally, I'm allowed to feed my animals on Yontif. Normally, I'm allowed to put firewood into the fire on Yontif. That's one of the malachos. That's mutter, malachos ochel nefesh. That's mutter on Yontif. But here, because it was put in storage, according to the Mechaber, the Shitaso, it's going to be muksa if you do not designate it before Yontif, that you plan on using it on Yontif. So here the Mechaber is telling us that there's an exception to the rule. Sometimes, yesh lahatir lahasaka av dvarim shechnisan la'otzer, it'll be mutter to use as firewood even though you set it aside for storage. Why? Kigon teven, this teven shechnisan la'otzer, you put the teven in storage, vasam arema, you made a pile, but his calculus gets spoiled. She'enam ru'uyim geis l'maychabema, it's not fit for animal food. So then, it automatically turns into firewood. Mutilo lahasik bahem, I'm allowed to use it for firewood. Av dimitchila aksi osamidaito, even though I set it aside for animal food, I'm not planning on using it on Yontif. Mi kamoko mi shosh in his calculus, once it spoils, omdim lahasaka b'chol yom, it automatically turns into firewood that is no longer considered to be in storage. Afilu bli hazmana mi ba'od yom. Okay, Sharatian Oisnan Hay says, assuming that that happened before Yontif. You didn't know about it, but it happened before Yontif. If it only happened on Yontif, so once it goes into Yontif Muksa, it will remain Muksa. But before Yontif, even though you didn't know about it, you didn't set it aside, it will automatically become firewood. Now, how that works exactly, the Dirshu footnote 43 brings down from the Toisus in Beitza and Daf Lamed. When you set this aside for animal food, lo hoisa kavanoso ela laktosom kshe matzav tov. It's almost like there's a built-in tonight. This I'm setting aside for animal food, provided that it's fit for animal food. But when it spoils and it's no longer fit for animal food, it all of a sudden becomes A, no longer animal food, and B, it's no longer considered in storage. And then Dirsha brings down Rabbi Chanan, who tries to give the, who gives the lumdis to explain how does that work. So he says that muksa is not that I didn't prepare it, because this I also did. Muksa is not a choiser hachana. It's not that I didn't prepare it, because this I also didn't prepare. He says rather muksa is comes from a hesach hadas. And I only had a Hesach Hadas from good Tevin that's fit for animals. And once the good Tevin is no longer good Tevin and no longer fit for animals, so I don't have a Hesach Hadas from it anymore. That's not what it is. My Hesach Hadas is not from what this is Lamaisa, it's from what it was. And therefore, by that, you don't need a Hachana, you're just miss, as long as you, the Hesach Hadas is no longer relevant to what the Tevin has turned into. So the Mechaber requires two things. A, it has to be spoiled, very spoiled. Mishabur says, Sifkat and Lamevav. Hainu kishu musrach ma'od. It is very spoiled. Now, if you like the piruch, lochazbe, even if you crush it, it is not fit for animal food. Then he talks about, it can only turn into firewood if it's dry. If it's wet, then it's not really roe for firewood. That's the whole discussion. The Machlekes, the Diyah, Matil Magen Avraham, and the Chemed Moshe. The other requirement, the Mechaber says, has to be spoiled and has to have thorns. Why does it have to have thorns? D'ilav ha'chi, Mishabur Sifkat and Lamed Zayin. If it doesn't have thorns, Chazia Tevin Legabo Bamtit. So then the Tevin automatically goes from animal food to fit to make bricks and mortar, like they did in Mitzrayim. They needed the Tevin. Paro didn't give them Tevin. So it kind of goes automatically from animal food to straw that's used to make bricks and mortar, which would still make it muksa. The lav hachi says the mishmeres of katan lamedayin had chazi atem legaba bamtit. It's fit for bricks and mortar. V'lo batal shei muksa minayu, and therefore the muksa status will remain. It's only when you have the two ingredients, it's spoiled. Can't be used for animals, it can still be used for bricks and mortar, and now there's thorns in it, and apparently thorns are not good for bricks and mortar, so it can no longer be used for bricks and mortar, so then mamela it becomes firewood, and then it's no longer a muksa, and it can be used on yantiv, even though before yantiv you did not know about this, and you did not prepare it. The Sharatin Ois Nun Ches brings down that the Rambam only has a requirement of kotsim, because he holds that animals are not going to eat teven that has kotzim on it. The other poiskim have two requirements, and he brings the Chemin Moshe, sheyesh harbe chayot sheyena kotzim maziklem, they don't mind the thorns, and he proves it from a Gemara in Chulin, adaf mem gimel amabez, that animals eat thorns. Okay. So, Lamaisa, we don't pass in the Rambam. We have two requirements. One is not, it's no longer edible to the animals, so it gets downgraded, no longer animal food. Oh, but it's roi to be used for bricks and mortar. No, kotim, if there's thorns in it, it's not fit for bricks and mortar, goes down to firewood, and once it's firewood, then it's gonna be okay. Now, it's a little bit, and I just thought of this now, I didn't think of it when I was preparing it, and I didn't think of this when I gave the shiur earlier today, but the tevin spoiled. That's something that you didn't know about, and it happened. The thorns you should have known about. Why did you set this aside for months in your storehouse to give to your animals if it has in it kotzim that make it not fit for your animal? Oh, no, because that's what he said. That's not akasha. Meaning, according to the Rambam, maybe it's akasha, but according to us, it's not akasha. Because the kotzim are nishkeferlach. The animals don't mind the kotzim. I don't need it. The fact that it's spoiled, if there's also kotzim, so then it can't be used for bricks and mortar, memela goes down to firewood. Okay, that's it. Very good. Now, concludes the Mishabur Sifkat and Lamed Zayin. Veda, the kozah, sifurak, vidasa machaber, le el besimin tof tzadihei, de mokta asa biyantif, avaladei das, ayesh matirin, shehuva sham bahagah, which almost sounds like the Ramah doesn't hold like that. It's Huva Shamba Ramah. I wouldn't say it that way. Mortal is stopping beyond it, according to the Yesh Matirin of the Ramah, Tav Sariyei Dalet, that there's no problem of Muksa, of Oitzer, and Schayra on Yantiv. So then there's no problem. This you set aside for animal food. You put it in storage. The putting it in storage doesn't turn into Muksa. Mortal is stopping beyond it, Bein B'Tevin, Bein B'Eitzim, Afilich Lisan L'Oitzer. So why did Rama not bring down Yesh Matirin over here? The Rama understands that you're gonna start from the beginning of Hilchas Yantif. See what he says in the fourth halach of Hilchas Yantif, that there's no muksa on Yantif. And then when you get over here, you'll understand that this is the Ramachaber, the Shitasa, but this is Yesh Matirin. Now, based on how things are going, the Rama, Mishbur could say, well, the Rama himself is not convinced like the Yesh Matirin, even though it's a whole lineup, it's a Bahag, it's a Rebbeinu Tam, it's a Ri, it's a Rashi, it's, I don't know, but you see that over and over again, the Mishnah Berurah keeps doing that. So, now I tried to look this up in the contemporary Svarim. It seems to me, but I'm not, I don't know why I had such a hard time finding this. It seems from the contemporary Svarim that we are machmir, like the Rama says, by low-grade nolad on Yantif. Low-grade nolad on Yantif, like the chicken that becomes animal food is going to be nolad. Even if it's fit for a dog, and even if you have a dog, that's going to be a problem. If you had in mind before Yantif, that's your question. It could be still a problem, because nolad is nolad, but I'm not sure. I have to look into that. But it seems like Muksa the Otsar, I didn't see the Sfarim bring down. So it could be that we are making like the Rama on the Muksa the Otsar. I didn't see the contemporary Sfarim bring it down. Now there's another Shaila. I made a comment, I don't know if it was this year, the other year, both year, that this past Sukkis, we had no Hilchas Yantif. Because the first day was Shabbos and the last day was Shabbos. In Chutzlar, it's there 2 days. Here we had Shabbos, Shabbos. So there's no Hilchas Yantif. So I made a comment, there's no Hilchas Yantif. Now, I said that without thinking, and when I said it, I wasn't 100% sure I was right. So here, there's a major league, Machlokas Apoiskim. What happens when Yantif falls out on Shabbos? Do we go with the more lenient approach of Hilchas, of Muksa, like Hilchas Shabbos? Or do we go with the more Machmir approach of Muksa, like we have by Hilchas Yantif? Now, one thing we have to say is very important. There are a lot of muksa things on Shabbos that are, by definition, not muksa on Yantif, because on Shabbos there's no use for it. Raw food that's not edible is generally muksa on Shabbos, because there's nothing you can do with it. On Yantif, you could cook it, you could bake it, you could make it, and therefore on Yantif, it's not going to be muksa. But in terms of what we're talking about, this muksa de'oitza business, or this low-grade nolad, is it relevant when Yantif falls out on Shabbos or not? It's a major league machlokes aposkim. Shmei Shabbos Kiyachas brings down that it's mutter, but they bring down that Rosh Hashanah Zalman was not convinced that it was mutter. So it's a little surprising that upstairs Rav Neuvert writes mutter. It could be he, I don't know if he writes downstairs or others write that Rosh Hashanah Zalman was not convinced. It looks strange. Why should you be mechalik ben Yantif to Yantif? But that's a big machlokes aposkim. If Shabbos, Yantif falls on a Shabbos, has the Muksa the Oitzer din of Yantif, or Muksa the Oitzer din of Shabbos, and Noilad of each one. And that is Tav Kuf Yud Ches, Seif Zayin.